Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu salam ala rasulillah. Nothing is more challenging for those praying and reciting the Quran than attaining khushur, that is, focusing and humbling one's heart, and reflecting and softening their hearts for the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Indeed, khushur and reflecting are the essence of prayer and reciting the Quran, and through them the hearts are rectified. And as indicated in authentic hadiths, if the heart is rectified, the entire body is rectified. Corruption and hardness of the heart are caused by accumulated sins and sustained heedlessness. As mentioned in the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a believer sins, a dark spot appears on his heart. If he repents and refrains and seeks forgiveness, his heart is polished. But if he increases in sin, it increases. And that is the dhuran which Allah mentioned in his book. No, rather, the stain has covered their hearts of that which they were earning. There are heart softeners that remove hardness and transform a hard heart to a humble heart, and from a dead heart to a living, conscious heart. Among the heart softeners are frequent remembrance of Allah Almighty, especially if the heart and tongue are in sync. As He the Almighty said, those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured. And He the Almighty described those with khushur by saying, then their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah. And He said, has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should become humbly submissive at the remembrance of Allah and what has come down of the truth? And let them not be like those who were given the scripture before, and a long time passed over them, so their hearts hardened. A man said to Al-Hasan al-Basri, O Abu Sa'id, I complain to you about the hardness of my heart. He said, soften it through the remembrance of Allah. And the greatest remembrance is the recitation of the Qur'an, which is a cause for softening the heart and for attaining khushur, due to what it contains of knowledge of Allah Almighty, His names, His attributes, His actions, His greatness, His power, and His mercy, and what it contains of narratives of the past, and what it contains of promises and warnings and encouragement and admonition. Allah Almighty said, if we had sent down this Qur'an upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and splitting from fear of Allah. And Wuhayb ibn al-Ward said, we looked into this matter and found nothing more effective in softening hearts and more effective in bringing forth the truth than the recitation of the Qur'an for those reflecting upon it. Among the heart softeners is sitting with righteous people, for they frequently remember Allah Almighty and remind their companions with advice and admonitions. Therefore, hearts are softened through their companionship and sitting with them. Unlike sitting with heedless people, as it causes hardness of the heart, Allah Almighty said, and keep yourself patient with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking His face, and let not your eyes pass beyond them, desiring adornments of the worldly life, and do not obey one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desire, and whose affair is ever in neglect. Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, said, if it were not for three things, I would not like to live for a single day. Thirst for the sake of Allah by fasting during the hottest days, prostrating in the middle of the night, and sitting with people who carefully select the best words, just as the best of dates are selected. Among the heart softeners is the frequent remembrance of death, for it reduces the value of this worldly life in the heart, and nothing harms the heart more than a person's love for this worldly life and its adornments. This is why the love of this world is the cause of every sin. Remembering death makes a person lose interest in this world. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded frequent remembrance of death, saying, remember often the destroyer of pleasures. Al-Rabi' bin Khuthaym was asked, why don't you sit with us? He replied, if the remembrance of death leaves my heart for an hour, it will be corrupted. Thabit al-Banani said, no one increases in the remembrance of death except that it's seen in his actions. Umar bin Abdulaziz wrote to some of his family, if you keep the remembrance of death in your heart at night or during the day, it will make you dislike everything that is transient and love everything that is eternal. Among the softeners of the heart are visiting graves and contemplating the state of their occupants and their fate. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, visit the graves for they remind you of death. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, visit the graves for they remind you of the hereafter. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I had forbidden you from visiting graves, but it became apparent to me that it softens the heart, brings tears to the eyes, and reminds of the hereafter. So visit them and do not utter anything that is not appropriate. Muhammad bin Salih al-Tamar said, Safwan bin Sulaym used to come to the graveyard during the day, and he passed by me. One day I followed him and I said, by Allah, I will see what he does. He covered his head and sat by a grave, crying until I felt sorry for him. I thought it was the grave of one of his relatives. He passed by me another time and I followed him and he sat by a different grave and he did the same thing. I mentioned this to Muhammad bin al-Munkadir and he said, I thought it was the grave of one of his relatives. Muhammad said, all of them are his relatives and brothers. He is a man who softens his heart through remembering the dead whenever he feels that his heart is hardening. Among the heart softeners is kindness to orphans and the needy, for it produces humility, submission, and fear of Allah. Abu Darda advised Salman, may Allah be pleased with them both, saying, have mercy on the orphan and bring him close to you and feed him from your food. Among the heart softeners is looking at the ruins of those who have passed away, especially those whom one knew, who have left the world for their graves and their homes have become ruins. How often does one pass by deserted villages and old uninhabited houses that remind one of those who have left them? Ibn Abi Dunya narrated that Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, whenever he wanted to soften his heart, he would come to a ruined house, stand at its door, and call out in a sad voice, saying, where are your inhabitants? Then he would say, everything will be destroyed except his face. Among the heart softeners is consuming the permissible, for many hearts were hardened only because of the frequent consumption of the forbidden or doubtful matters. It is narrated that Abu Hafs Umar bin Salih asked Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal about this and said, I went to Abu Abdullah and asked him, may Allah have mercy on you. O Abu Abdullah, how are hearts softened? He looked at his companions, then signaled to them with his eyes, and then lowered his head for a while. Then he raised his head and said, my son, by consuming the permissible. I then went to Abu Nasr Bishr bin al-Harith, and I said to him, O Abu Nasr, how are hearts softened? He said, unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, our hearts assured. I said, I came from Abu Abdullah, and he said, by consuming the permissible. He replied, he came with the essence. I then went to Abdul Wahhab bin Abi al-Hasan and said, O Abu al-Hasan, how do hearts become soft? He said, unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured. I said, I came from Abu Abdullah. His cheeks reddened with joy. And he said to me, what did Abu Abdullah say to you? I said, by consuming the permissible. He said, he gave you the jewel. He gave you the essence. The essence is as he said. Among the softeners of the heart is guarding the eyes and ears from the forbidden. For what the eyes and ears receive from the filth of sins descend upon the hearts, making them ill and afflicting them with heedlessness and hardness. People's eyes and ears are now afflicted with the forbidden in ways that were not faced by those before them. Moreover, the prohibited sights and sounds have become widespread through a multitude of channels. Due to their prevalence, people have become desensitized, lenient, and heedless. This nurtures hypocrisy in the heart, corruption, heedlessness, and hardens the heart. The forbidden glance is a poisoned arrow of shaitan, which settles in the heart and wreaks havoc. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has written for the son of Adam his share of fornication, which he will inevitably commit. The fornication of the eyes is a sight. The fornication of the tongue is a speech. The soul longs and wishes, and the private parts confirm that or deny it. Imam Ahmed, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, How many a glance has brought sorrow to the heart of its owner? Therefore, it is incumbent upon the believers to take care of softening their hearts and removing their hardness so that they may have humility in prayer and be affected by the recitation of the Quran. In doing so, their souls will be rectified and their condition will be sound. We ask Allah Almighty to rectify our hearts and soften them for His remembrance. We seek refuge in Him the Glorious from their hardness and heedlessness. Indeed, He is the All-Hearing, the Responsive. Hada wa salatu salam ala Rasulillah.